So, however, tonight, I would prefer to take attention away from myself and share a passage of scriptures focused on someone in their latter years who called out to the Lord in prayer with a desire to retain a close relationship with Him. So, all that boils down to there's one in scripture in chapter 71 of the Psalms that we will look at briefly, maybe hopefully 10 to 15 minutes at the most. But here's a guy who's getting in his older age. That's like me, maybe one person more here, I don't know. Then there's this the fact that he's doing something, and by the way, it doesn't say that David is the author of that. There's several opinions of who this is that's writing this letter. But it's all about the fact that he is attempting to, he called out to the Lord in prayer with a desire to retain a close relationship with Him. I think all of us are like that, whether we're 10 years old or 100 years old or whatever. And that's my goal to some degree, in my life, looking, having that one, particular one, the Lord Himself, at our side with so many things. It just so happens that Psalm chapter 71 opens our understanding to, let me just read a few verses here. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion or shame. He had some enemies, and now he's crying out to the Lord. Deliver me in Thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline Thine ear unto me and save me. So here was the prayer that I myself has looked at from the standpoint of, hey, there's somebody out there, bud, who really cares about you, and if you have problems, there's a place you can, there's the ability to be able to speak to that one and to come close to that one. And so we could kind of put this out on the table here as for, this is obviously for anybody. So this is similar to the challenge that I face, as well as many of you, I'm sure. It's this close relationship with the Lord. And I want to take you through just seven places in particular, in the next few verses in chapter 71 here. We'll take those verses, and with that in mind, the Lord has the ability to do as this man is requesting. So we'll see some things, but I'm going to bring it over into the time of the church, which is his body, and see how these things might apply. And it shouldn't take too long. So, if we will, the first one that appears here in verse 2, deliver me in Thy righteousness and cause me to escape. He calls out for the righteousness that's from the Lord Himself, not His own personal, and so forth. This won't take us too long to get through here, I believe. But let's take a look over in Philippians chapter 3. Paul was certainly a man who had a desire for the Lord, right? Time with Him. So I say in Philippians chapter 3, bear with me to dig through these verses. You know what? When I first got the shock that there was a problem with me in my whatever. I immediately went to these scriptures. That's not what I just want to talk about here, but. Okay, so Philippians, what did I say? Chapter 1? No, chapter 3. Let's read a few verses here. But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. This is from Apostle Paul. And he's getting up in age himself. That brings me to verses I was supposed to read. So before I look at this, let's look at Psalm 71:9 and also verse 18. Verse 9, cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Also verse 18. Now also when I am old and gray-headed. Anybody here? Thank you. When I'm old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. So here was possibly David speaking, not necessarily. But you can see he had a lot of issues with his own people and was being chased at that time, I believe, and whatever, whether or not that's who's speaking of here. He was certainly one who desired a close fellowship with the Lord and a close walk. And that's what we want, no doubt in my mind. But back to chapter 3 of Philippians 7 through 9. But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. Think you got it rough? And do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. So here was a man who knew something about righteousness and the words that we read there in chapter 71, verse 3, be thou my strong habitation, chapter 2, deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. So we put these two verses together, we can put a few hundred years between them. And they were written. But same desire of each of these people who were involved with it. And we know that this is available for us too. And what a beautiful one that gave his life for us. Beautiful one that has included us in a great plan. I don't think anybody here confused by that, hopefully not. But let's move on to chapter 3. Verse 71. Be thou my strong habitation. So, first one is, what was the righteousness issue. Here is a strong habitation whereunto I may continually resort. Let me reread it. Be thou my strong habitation whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me. Those are the words of the one who was crying out for the Lord. And here we have that in chapter 3 of Philippians. So let's move on to Ephesians chapter 2, 18 through 22. Ephesians 2, 18 through 22. So what are we looking for here? We're looking for a strong habitation. And I said, verse 18, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom we also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. So the one we read of in Psalms speaks of what? Thou art my rock and my fortress. Something similar. Similar idea. Hundreds of years in between. Totally different program here in Ephesians chapter 3. And if we're part of that church which is his body, consider what we have in him as we read these verses. Let's go to 2 Timothy, no, I'm sorry, let's go to verse 4 in chapter 71. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel men. Deliver, here is he's calling for deliverance. And this is one of his bodies. And if we look over in 2 Timothy 4:18, see what we have up over here. 2 Timothy 4:18. Here's a man who really had a reason to be calling out and so forth. This is Paul in his last days, much like the elderly one we spoke of before. And the Lord shall deliver me, this is verse 18, from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. He will preserve me. What did we just read over here? The great deliverer. Same words, I mean, Paul uses the similar words that were used by a man who was a couple thousand years different from him. But same issue here, is that they're calling out for perseverance from the Savior. Just a few more of these, and then we'll stop here. Verse 5 of chapter 71. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. If we had the time, we'd go through this chapter and go verse by verse and understand the background of all of these things. But here's one who's crying out for trust and from my youth. Colossians 1, 5 and 27. Okay, I said Colossians 1, 5 and 27. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of truth of the gospel. This is his great, their great hope. The one back in the Psalms there was certainly one of the things that this man was crying out for. And here we have something special. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, there whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Here's the words that Paul's using on this. And along also with 127 we read, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. What did I miss here? Oh, the hope. Same thing. This is part of, if we have some desire to retain a close a relationship with the Lord, these are ideals that we should be part of our life every day. Verse 6 back in the 6th chapter of Psalm 71. By thee have I seen holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. This is my praise. And if we look over in Ephesians chapter 1, think about these words. Chapter 1, verse 6, 12, and 14. We read this. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Here's a truth that is being unfolded by the Apostle Paul concerning this this heavenly place, this one who is blessed in heavenly places, and that's speaking of the Lord himself. Let's also look at verse 12, that we should be to the praise. What? He's putting it on us, giving us this opportunity that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. And finally in chapter 16, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you. That's not it. Verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession and to the praise of his glory. And one more, verse 7, and this is similar to verse 3, verse 7 in chapter 71, Psalms. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. My strong refuge. Verse 3 speaks of habitation there. A strong habitation here speaks of a strong refuge. Similar to what we would read over in Ephesians and chapter 2, which we've read already. So that was supposed to be a 15 minute or less quicksie, and it wasn't necessarily there for a purpose of great teaching. It's just each of us have something to think about someday, if not right now, as myself. These are things that I can deal with and understand, and which I thank the Lord for. And I think all of you have that ability, and you, especially if you're much younger and you can go through these. I could have added several more onto each of these columns here, but I'm going to stop with that. It was really intended to be some great way over my head. I thought it's pretty simple, but it's what we need to put our mind to and thank the Lord for what we have. He's good. He knows what he's doing. That's one thing that gets me is he's got it under control. Thank you.